This is KLCC News. I'm Jess Burns. Most everyone has heard of the National Spelling Bee, but there's another national student competition that tests knowledge of the world we live in, specifically the geography. The National Geographic Bee begins on Monday in Washington, D.C. After regional and state competitions, each state selects a 5th to 8th grader who will test their knowledge against the country's best. This year, Oregon's representative is from Eugene. Tor Parsons is a 7th grader at Roosevelt Middle School. He joins me now in the KLCC studios. Also joining me is Tor's father, Craig Parsons, who is helping him study. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you. So,
Tor, how did you get involved in the National Geographic Bee?
Well, see, I love trains, and I have always loved trains, and when I was really little, I would look at maps looking for train tracks, and turns out I subconsciously downloaded lots of geography information into my brain, and I didn't know that until my elementary school did the Geography Bee when I was in fourth grade.
And so this is not your first Geography Bee?
It's the first time I've gotten to the national level. It's the first time I've gotten really far in the Geography Bee.
Can you explain how the competition works?
Almost all the questions are asked orally, and sometimes each contestant is asked an individual question that they're supposed to answer, and sometimes whoever is asking the questions asks everybody the same question at the same time, and then they write down the answer on a piece of paper and show it.
So how do you prepare? How do you study for a geography test?
Lately, I have been choosing a geography subject every day, like mountains in Asia, major streets of the world, stuff like that. And I study it and I focus on it for that day.
So, Craig, you've been helping him study. What has that experience been like?
Well, I don't have to do much. He has so much interest in it, and I think such a mind for facts and especially maps. And he's so enthusiastic about it that it doesn't take much. But mostly it's been like brainstorming. Oh, here's something else you could look at: economic geography, exports and imports. I mean, it hasn't been too intense. He does a little bit each day, but I think he also has a really good attitude. He knows a lot, and he's working at it, but he's also not letting it overwhelm his life.
I got you. How many hours a day are you studying right now?
Not too long, I would say. Like, maybe an hour, maybe a little more than an hour.
So, how are you feeling going into next week?
I think I'm confident. I think I'm prepared. You know, a lot of it rests on luck. You'll get lucky if you get questions you know. And I think when you're heading into something like that, something where there's a lot of luck involved, the best thing you can do is to just be as prepared as you can be.
Okay. If you don't mind, I'd love to ask you a few geography questions.
All right.
Okay. I think you're going to rock these. What is the world's newest country?
The world's newest country is South Sudan. Its capital is Juba. It split off from Sudan in 2011.
Okay, so what state leads the United States in the production of Christmas trees?
Oregon.
So Oregon is also the national leader in the production of hazelnuts, but the country that produces the most hazelnuts bridges Europe and Asia. What is it?
Turkey. It's the only country that bridges Europe and Asia.
So,
no, Russia does.
Yeah,
Russia does. Well, they wouldn't grow hazelnuts in Russia.
No, a little too cold there. The U.S. has states. Canada has provinces. What does Japan have?
Prefectures.
Okay. What significant cartographic line do you cross when driving from Eugene to Portland?
The 45th parallel, halfway between the equator and the North Pole.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. So this question is especially for you. I know you're going to get it. What is the name for a hill or what rocky peak, probably the most famous of which is in the English town of Glastonbury? The term can also refer to a high pile of bare rocks on top of a hill.
Oh, a tor.
Walk, walk. So thanks for humoring me. I appreciate that. Eugene's Tor Parsons is representing Oregon next week in the National Geographic Bee in Washington, D.C., where he'll have a shot at winning college scholarships and a trip to the Galapagos. If he makes it to the top 10, the final round will be televised Thursday night on both the National Geographic Channel and Nat Geo Wild. Craig Tor's father, who is helping him study, also joined me in the studio today. So thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.